In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Judas appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him. But he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men, and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ, Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The responsorial psalm. The response is, "One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord." The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline?" Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is coming into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him a king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Mark Ray, after a long road of study, became a lawyer who constantly reached out to uphold the causes of the poor and oppressed people. He even has a nickname, the Poor Man's Lawyer. Not too long working in this career, Mark grew disgust with the corruption and injustice he saw among his colleagues. He left, distributed his wealth to needy seminarians, the poor, and became a priest. So who's standing behind him, giving him the motivation, I asked. So from the Acts of the Apostles, we know people received motivation through two different sources. The first one was from human origin. Some time ago, in the Acts of the Apostles, saying, Theodosius appeared claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him. And then Judas, the Galilean, had a similar way of getting people to follow him. What happened to them? The reading says they both were killed, and all those who were loyal to him was disbanded, came to nothing, and were scattered. The second one was from the Lord. That's the second source. And the apostles, and hopefully we are, having received the motivation from this source. If we still have some doubts about the resurrection of the Lord, look at the history. Our faith stands still for more than 2,000 years. Our faith came from the Lord who is love itself. I repeat again. Our faith came from the Lord who is love itself. He motivated us to love by the very example, not from a selfish or ego love, but his sacrificial love. His sacrificial love. You know, and I know, what it means to live or to experience that authentic love in life. If we are motivated for the sake of having self-benefits, it is so easy to be discouraged and crushed. However, if we are motivated for the sake of loving the order and having God on our side, we will have a total different energy to conquer the discouragement when it comes. The apostles experienced it, and people recognized it, saying, if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, the activity of the apostles went out and preached about Jesus who died and resurrected, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. And that's our faith. Mark Ray knows where to draw his motivation from. He became a priest, and now we know of him as Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen. The shelter of home, as we know, will be for another month. How are we going to stay positive? It's good to examine who is standing behind us, giving us the motivation. Or where do we get the motivation living our lives? If we need to have some more motivation or want to validate the motivation, look at the gospel. How Jesus feed 5,000 out of little bread and fish. So maybe using the little that we have and then offer it to God so that he can make a huge miracles to help us, to motivate us living our lives. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia.